This is completely off the cuff. She enters the nightclub. The music vibrates to the very core of her body. It vibrates in all the right places. The lights are blinding her. She can barely see. Bumping into this person and that person. She's all dressed up. Just like Little Red Riding Hood. Except, instead of a red hood, she's in a black hood. There is nothing about her attire that is not black. Black panties. Black corset. Black stockings. Black heels. The one thing about her that is a different color are her lips. Red lips. Candy apple red. Glossy too. With her girls on display, pressed up for all the world to see, she walks into the club looking for her brothers, twin brothers, Josh and John. John is in the corner, already making his rounds, dancing with a blonde. He has his hands on her ass. Josh, the other brother, is a little bit more reserved. He's at the bar, sipping on his brew, minding his own business. But his head is bobbing to the music. Anyway, Alice walks along, looking around, looking for that one person that she came to see. And she sees him, casually sitting at the other side of the bar. And she's excited. Her heart skips a beat. Butterflies start. She can barely speak. If he ever came up to her, there would be no way she could talk. She almost feels like falling over. That's what he does to her. Something about him. But he doesn't know who she is. Has no idea what she's about, what she does in private, what she does when she thinks about him. And so she casually minds her own business and goes out onto the dance floor and starts to dance with her hips swaying and gyrating to the music. Occasionally there's a guy that comes up behind her and rubs his parts all over. She doesn't really mind it. It's all right. She's down. Until she feels a hand on her ass. And her skirt is really short. And her hood is very short. And this hand is really warm and travels down her backside and into her thighs, feeling her. And she turns around, and it's him. And she nearly faints. And she doesn't know what to do because she's needed this. She's wanted this. She's dreamt about this for so long. It's almost like she wants to grab his cock right there. But she can't because she just can't. she can muster up is, "What the fuck are you doing? Who do you think you are?" And he looks at her and says, "I thought I knew you. I thought you were somebody else." And in her mind, she's like, "Oh, I want you to know me." Oh, you know, something like that. I don't know. Okay, anyway, this is the idea that I'm having. This was totally off the cuff. I thought about this little scenario. I know the dialogue wasn't that good, but I'm working on it. I was thinking about creating this character named Alice, who, she could be 21 in one scenario, and then she could be 35 in another. She could be 18 in another. She could be all these different, completely different human beings in all these different tales. And I would entitle it, I can't talk, I would entitle it The Teasing Tales of Alice. Because when I would end it, it would end leaving you more, more thirsty. It would leave you teased. Because aren't you kind of curious about what would happen at this point? So there you go. That's my little OC action for you. Totally off the cuff. Totally written by me. And yeah, I think it was kind of fun. I hope you enjoyed. Have a good night.